Today's daf is Shavuos daf Mem Vav. We are at the first wide line in the middle of daf Mem Hei Amid Beis, Omar Romi Barchom. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesuna Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Chayaleya, Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda, and Sarah Bat Batya. So, yesterday we began a new perek. The seventh perek of Maseches Shavuos, perek Kol Hanishbon, and perek Kol Hanishbon begins discussing different Shavuos that Chazal instituted and are unique because, whereas ordinarily a person swears when he's a nitva and he's nishba, so he shouldn't have to pay, these five people swear and are Nishba v'noitel, they swear so that they should be able to take. What were the list of Nishba v'noitels? So the Mishnah said, Hasachir v'hanigzal v'hanechbal v'shekinegdoi chashad al hashvua v'chen v'nial pinkasai. And the first Gemara that we learned went into a deep dive exploring this Shvua of the Sacher. Now, today's daf is going to continue that discussion of the Shvuah of the Sacher. Additionally, we're going to discuss the Shvuah of the Nigzal, and if we have time, we'll even discuss the Shvuah of the Nechbal. So as it relates to the Sacher, just to come up to speed so that we can segue into the daf. First things first, the case. Payil goes over to his employer, his balabayas, and he tells him, I worked for you, you owe me money. The balabayas says, I already paid you. The halacha is, the sacher swears that he was not paid, and the balabayas is going to have to give the sacher whatever it is he had initially agreed to give him. We mentioned that there's two chidushim in this halacha. The first chidush is that there's a chiyuv shvuah b'chlal. Really, if you were going to break down this case into its underlying principle, what you would have is a case where someone's telling someone else, manali biyadcha, that person is saying, lo yhayu dvar meyaylam, where he's a kofer akol. What's the halacha midina de mishnah by a kofer akol? You put it. Now, we know midina de gemara, Reb Nachman was mesakin a shvuas heses, but we're learning a mishnah. And on the mishnah level, a kofer akol should be put it. So really, the halacha should be that if the sacher goes over to the balabayas telling him he owes him money, and the balabayas is kofer akol, the balabayas should not owe anything. So the erish techidish that we see in the mishnah is that we don't just treat him like a kofer akol, we say that we're going to need a shvuah before we determine exactly what took place over here. The second chiddush is that whereas ordinarily kol hanishbon shebetorah nishbon v'lo mishalmin, usually when you think of a shvuah, it's the nitva that swears and through his shvuah is exempt from paying. Over here, the sacher is the one that swears and through his shvuah, he's a nishba v'naitel. So that's the second chiddush. So chiddush number one, that there's a shvuah. We don't just say that the balabayas is potter because he was kofer akol. Chiddush number two, that instead of the balabayas being a nishba v'lay mishalem, it's the sacher that's a nishba v'naitel. We also saw that this idea that the sacher is nishba v'naitel is really a big toiva. It's advantage sacher. Because he would much rather be in the position where he can swear and vosa zicher zicher get paid rather than be subject to the whims and the religiosity of the balabayas, the nitva, who may decide to swear falsely and as a result he's going to end up losing. So essentially what the Mishnah stated is two chidushim in the world of shvuos, but really two things that they did for the benefit of the sacher. Number one, we don't just say the balabayas is off the hook. That's very much a toiva for the sacher. And number two, now that there's going to be a shvuah, we're going to allow the sacher to be the one that's going to swear, as opposed to the balabayas that's going to be allowed to swear. And the question is why? Why would this case be different than all other cases? Now, we said that the Rishonim point out that even though the Gemara struggles to understand the halacha of the Mishnah, the Gemara only focused on the second chiddush of the Mishnah, and that is that to the extent Chazal wanted to be mesakin in a shvuah by the sacher, why did they put the shvuah on the sacher and not on the balabayas? But as it relates to why there's a shvuah and why we don't just treat the balabayas as a kofer akol and we shouldn't even be having this conversation, that the Gemara never even addressed, which means that the answer to that question is so positive and so obvious, it doesn't even need a Gemara. What is that answer? Say the Rishonim is Mishum Kedei Chayev. If two people are fighting over a loan, no. But in this situation where a man is working to be Mefarnes's family, and now we're going to have some loophole in the system where it could be he's not going to be able to get paid, well, that's a big problem. And Mishum Kedei Chayev, we can't merely rely on the Chazakah that underpins Koifer HaKoil. And it's for that reason it was Pashut that there would have to be a Shvuah. The only thing that the Gemara was muching with was, why is it that it's the Sochet, that's Nishba V'Naitel, if Kala Nishman Shabbatayra and Nishman V'Lei Misham. But the bottom line is, the Gemara asks, what is the reason? And the Gemara gave two reasons. The first one, it knocked out, and ultimately it blibed with the second. First reason was, Mishum Kedei Chayev. The same Mishum Kedei Chayev, that's the reason why there's a Shvuah, is also a reason why we should benefit the Sochet, and we should allow him to be Nishba V'Naitel. The Gemara said, I hear, but the Gemara said, Mishum Kedei Chayev, the Sochet, Kansina Le Le Balabayas, a little bit of a shock to the tire. The Gemara fell off of that, and the Gemara came out, Ele Balabayas, Torud B'Poyalavu. The Balabayas is Torud B'Poyalav, and because the Balabayas is Torud B'Poyalav, so we are concerned that maybe he's a little bit tamished, he's running a big business, he's thinking about all his poilim. The poil's only thinking about himself. So the poil, we assume his taina is a better taina, as opposed to the balabayas, with a little bit more hasbara. If the balabayas is going to be told to swear, he may swear that he paid thinking he's telling the truth, when in reality he was not telling the truth. It's for that reason, Chazal said, put the shvuah on the sacher, rather than the shvuah being put on the balabayas. The Gemara then went, and the Gemara said that even though there's this idea of the balabayas being tarav apayalav, and that's the reason why the shvuah of the sacher was imposed not on the balabayas, which would be more consistent with Gidrei Shvuah, but rather it's on the Sacher. But there are some exceptions to the rule, meaning there are times where this is not going to be the halacha. Number one, in the event that it was Katzatz. So what was the case of Katzatz? Where there's a dispute between the Poel and the Balabayas, not whether the Balabayas paid the Poel, but rather how much money they had originally agreed for the Poel to get paid. So everyone's in agreement that he hasn't gotten paid yet. The question now is how much does he owe him? The Poel, the Uman, says, Shtayim Katzatztali, the Halo, and the Balabayas says, Lo Katzatzti Lecha Elachas. And there the Gemara brought a Braisna, which we're going to go into much greater detail in today's daf, that the Halacha is, Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Haraya, that the Poel, if he wants to get that extra dollar, he's going to have to bring a right. Fake the Gemara. If there's a Svara of the Balabayas, it's Torah B'Poel, why don't we say that over here? And the Gemara said, Ketzitzavade Mitkar Docherle, that sometimes the Balabayas will think he made a payment where he didn't make a payment. But in terms of the wages that he agreed in the initial employment agreement, how much money he's giving each employee, that's something he knows. It's not like he's completely out to lunch. He chops the matzev. He's running a business. He's a CEO. He's a big executive. He knows exactly what he's doing. But just sometimes in the course of a busy day, he thinks he made payment and he really didn't make payment. But in terms of how much he's supposed to give each employee, that's already a whole different Indian. Over there, it's going to be pashut. Another qualification that the Gemara said, and this too is based on a braisa, that is the only time the halacha is that the sacher is nishba v'naitol, is when this argument is happening toich zmanai. If, however, it was already over zmanai, v'loy nasan loy, then the halacha is hareza einoy nishba v'naitol. Then the halacha changes, because chazaka in balabayas over bebaltal. There's a chazaka that the balabayas won't be over baltal. And so as much as the balabayas is samished, but at the same time we assume that he has a ema, a yira, a reses, and a zeya for the isidai raisa of baltal. And being that there is that chazaka, so that would give him an advantage, and it would take away the sacher's ability to simply be a nishba v'naitol. The Gemara says, why doesn't the sacher also have the chazaka that he won't be over by sigzo? So the Gemara clarified that when we say that the balabayas has the chazaka about tolin, it's the chazaka about tolin plus Yehuda va'oid l'kra, the fact that there's an assumption that usually people get paid during the time that they're supposed to get paid. Forget the isser v'heter, just balabatish karet. And it's for that reason, if it's already over zmanai, we have number one, the chazaka that the balabayas won't be over about tolin, and number two, he probably would have paid him in its appropriate time, advantage balabayas, and therefore the sacher doesn't have the ability to simply be nishba v'naitel. Tosfos asked a pretty obvious kasha, and that is that if this whole fight is only negeya when it's toich zmanai, but if you wait a couple of hours, then you're not going to have this issue anymore, you're not going to have a shvuah. If that's the case, yamtinu la'oyla ma'adamacha, I will say, skash. We said ayin sham last night, we're going to say ayin sham again this morning. But This was really the high-level recap of yesterday's daf. Again, today's daf is very much going to pick up where yesterday's daf left off, so it was very critical, I think, to chazer over a little bit what we saw in yesterday's daf. But where are we holding specifically? We're holding specifically the Amoraim, the later Amoraim, all said over that they had heard from the Friyadig Amoraim, Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Safek, Reish Lakish, and that is that the only time the halacha is that the sacher is nishba v'naitel, meaning the halacha of our mishnah, is when there were edim that saw this sacher sign up to work for the balabayas. If, however, there are no edim that can walk into Bezdin and testify that we know for a fact that this person worked for this balabayas, then the halacha is the balabayas is going to be believed to say that he already paid him. And the reason is because he has a migul. Because there are no edim that are contradicting that. He could say that, yes, it's true, you worked for me, but at the same time I paid you. Meaning, this migul in the world of migus would seem to be a pretty obvious one. So if there are edim, edim are edim. But if there are no edim, then the halach of our mishnah is not going to be true. In other words, the only time the halach of our mishnah is true is in the event that there are edim, and it's there that we pick up. It's the last words on the first Breita Shira on Daf Mem Hey Amid Beis. Omer Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, "Kama Ma'alya Hashmaita." So Rami Bar Chama heard this chiddush of Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and maybe even Reish Lakish, and that is that the only time the sacher is nishba v'noitel and he threw a shvud rabban and can slap out his wages from his balabayas is if there were edim. But if there were no edim, the balabayas has a migu to say that he paid. What's the migu? He could have said that you never even work for me. So he loved this pshat. He said, "Kama mal yohashmait." Amalei Rava, so Rava told Rami Bar Chama, "My mal yusa." He says, "You're so impressed. I don't know why you're so impressed. I have a great sakasha on this pshat. Im kain, because if you're going to tell me that there is such a migu, shvu ashoimrim dechayev rachmano heichim eshkachasol. How does a shoimer ever swear? How does a shoimer chinam ever swear gneva vaveda? How does a shoimer socher ever swear oynes? What's the kasha? The kasha is mitoich sheyachal loy maloy loy hayudvar meyaylam. You should always believe the shomer with erish for, because he has a migu. He could have said loy hayudvar meyaylam. Therefore, yachal loy maloy nansu. You should be able to say nansu, whatever his time is. So said Rava, if you're going to tell me that there's such a migu in the world, so then why doesn't every shomer not have that migu? Every shomer should be believed to say whatever he's arguing without needing to back up his argument with a shvua based on a migu that if he wanted he could have said lo yhayud var meyolam. So when Rabbi Bachama heard Rava's kash, he told him, "I don't know the kash. The afgadle beedim. Maybe shulas hashaymer misnageya when there's edim, right? Even Ram and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Safek Reish Lakish, they only said their halacha when there are no edim. But if there's edim, of course you don't have a migu. So good, the shaymer also to the extent that the pikadon was given over beedim. In that case, you won't have a migu. But Rava continued. He says, no, it's still a taina because mitoich sheyachal loy maloy hichzartiv loch. So even if there were edim that saw the pikadon take place, but at the same time, the shomer should still have a migu, could have said that I returned it, and migu that he could have said I returned it, he should be believed to say that an oinus happened, or whatever is his taina is. Must be, there is no such migu. But Rami Bar Chama responded to Rav. He told him, no, dafke le b'shtara, I'll tell you where it's negeya. It'd be negeya where the pekadin was given with a shtar, and right now the mafkit still has the shtar. From the fact that the mafkit still has the shtar, that's a hoichocha that the pekadin must have not been returned, because if the pekadin was returned, then he would have asked for the shtar back. Right, it's no different than if a malva has a shtar, and the way the time is that I paid the loan, well then shtarcha biyotcha, my boy, right? Why are you holding on to the shtar? So it's the same thing. Said Rami Bar Chama that my migu that I'm so nispoch for my migu, it's Rav and Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan's migu, but this migu that I'm very impressed with, I don't think is mufrach from Shvuas HaShomer. Where would it be mufrach from Shvuas HaShomer? Why does HaShomer have to swear? Yes, a migu he could have said it never happened. I'll make it a kimt. It's talking about where Edom saw the pikadon. I asked a migu that he could have said that he returned it. For that, Edom are not going to help. It's talking about where the mafkid is holding on to a shtar. But the bottom line is, Shvus Hashem Tia Bein Shneim is not upgefrekt from the fact that there's such a migo. So the Gemara, as a postscript to this, says, Michal, From this exchange between Rami Bar Chama and Rava, there are two things that we could be meichiach. Rami Bar Chama and Rava both held. We see from it that Travayu Sfirulu, that they both must have been of the opinion that number one, Hamafkid Eitzel Chaveir Be'edim ain't Tzarech Lahachsel Be'edim. That if somebody gives somebody Pekadim with Edim, he doesn't have to return it with Edim. Why? Because after Rami Bar Chama already made Yakimta, the maybe Shvus HaShomer is always talking about with the word Edim, and that would knock out the Shomer's Migu that he could have said, Lehayot Var Me'aylam, but the follow-up question was, yeah, but you could always say Ichsartav L'cha. Now, if you're going to tell me I'm mafkid Eitzel Chaveir Be'edim Ein Tzarech Lachsel Be'edim, that you can't say Ichsartav L'cha, you would have to have Eidim. So from the fact that that was not the answer, what was the answer? Shtar, oh, Vayistoyz Dos Alein, that the Pekodin happened Be'edim, is not in and of itself a reason that you would have to return the Pekodin Be'edim, meaning Hamafkid Eitzel Chaveir Be'edim Ein Tzarech Lachsel Be'edim. It's a huge halacha, right? In the world of Pekodins, which was very much the world of the Talmud, this is a very basic halacha. It's like, the first thing I would want to know if I was a Shomer Pekodin, you don't have to return a Be'edim. And by the way, another thing that you see from Rabbi Bar Chama and from Rava is that Bishtar Tzarech Lachsel Be'edim, that in the event that the Mafkid has a shtar, then you can't say chzartav l'cha, and the only way to say chzartav l'cha without getting the shtar back would be if you have Eidim, because to the extent that the mafkid's holding on to a shtar, so there would always be a reis on the time of chzartav l'cha, unless you have Eidim. If you have Eidim that proved that you paid it, so then already it's going to be different. How do you know they both hold that? Because when Rava asked Rami Bar Chama the follow-up question, which was that let every Shomer be believed with a migu, he could have said a chzartav l'cha. What was the answer? The answer was, it's talking about, there's a shtar. Oh, so you see, shtar already makes a difference. So from the fact that after Rami Bar Chama already made the Yoikimta, that Shvuas HaShomerim is talking about where there were Edim, there was still a follow-up question he should be believed to say chzartav l'cha. So from there you see, Amafkid Eitzel Chaveir Be'edim Ein Tzarech Lachsel Be'edim. And from the fact that the teretz was that there was a shtar, you see, Amafkid Es Chaveiroi B'shtar Tzarech Lachsel Be'edim. And that was not seemingly a point of debate between Rami Bar Chama and Rav, as much as they're duking it out in the sugya, but those two principles, they're both in agreement with. So from that, you see that the Travayu Sfirulu, these two halachas, which again are very, very basic, important halachas in the world of Pi, Kadan Zokti Mar Kari, Rami Bar Chama, Oled Rav Sheshes. Rami Bar Chama said about Rav Sheshes, the daf started, Amir Rami Bar Chama, Kamim Al Yahashmaita. He's varfing compliments. Is Rami Bar Chama? Here's another one. Rami Bar Chama said regarding Rav Sheshes, the pasuk says, "Vayosim David es advarim eile bilvavoy." So David HaMelech took these words and he put it bilvavoy. He said this pasuk about Rav Sheshes. So Rami Bar Chama was very impressed about something that Rav Sheshes did. What did Rav Sheshes do that impressed Rami Bar Chama? That's the next gemara we're going to see. But as a hakdama to that, as a result of this impressiveness that Rami Bar Chama had on Rav Sheshes, he quoted this pasuk. He's mamish like David HaMelech, who took this thing and it is eingelegt in sein heart. Just what the nimshal is that Rav Sheshes is going to be ma'ayin in this inyan, this chiddush of Rav and Shmuel, and he's going to go into it with a tremendous amount of iyun. And Rami Bar Chama says it's mamish like David HaMelech, who was vayosim David es hadvar ma'ilu b'vavi. So if somebody really tries to understand something, he has a shaykhis to David HaMelech. Either way, what's the story? Where do you find Rav Sheshes did this deep dive into this inyan? And what was it that impressed Rami Bar Chama? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, Tashkechei Rav Sheshes l'Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes once met Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Amalei, he told him, tell me, Tony Mar Midi Besacher, do you have any information related to a sacher, specifically as it relates to this noise? He told him, yeah, Tony, no, I have a following price. A sacher bismanoi nishba v'noitol. A sacher bismanoi is nishba v'noitol, right? So in the event that a sacher has a dispute together with his balabayas, he's nishba v'noitol. That's the halach of the Mishnah. And when is he nishba v'noitol? When it's bismanoi. Ketza bismanoi, shomalei sechatani v'loi nosati. So then you have the halacha of the sacher being nishba v'noit. But in the event that he told him shtayim kotzatzti li, v'haloi oimer loi kotzatzti l'cha elo achas, and the person responds that he tells him I only gave you one, then the halacha is hamoitze mechaveroi olav harayo, that hamoitze mechaveroi is going to be olav harayo. Okay, so what does it have to do with our shmuz, right? This b'raisa should sound familiar. Let's just go through this b'raisa a little bit more carefully. Okay, what's the ratio of the b'raisa? There's a concept of a socher swearing nishba v'noit. We know that. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. Bizmanoi, we know that. Right, that's the b'raisa on the top of the omid that we pre-capped to today's daf. Okay, so the halacha is the socher is nishba v'noit, but only when
only when it's bezmani, because the achazmani, there's already a chazaka that the balabai is telling the truth, because he's not going to be over bal talin. Additionally, the brisa says that the only time there's a halacha of the sacher being nishba v'naitel is when the dispute is, you owe me money, you don't owe me money. But if we know for sure he owes him money, it's just a shail of how much he owes him. Shtayim katzatzteli, like katzatzti locha, el achaz, so then the halacha is a mitzvah mechavari olav. Right, and again, it's based on the fact that k'tzitza v'adai mitkadachli, everything that we saw in the end of yesterday's daf, everything that we went through in the introduction to today's daf. So what does it have to do with the machlekes Rav and Shmuel? And Rav Sheshes slapped out this braisa, and Rav Bar Chama was very nispal. So the Gemara says that, I'll tell you, because amid the sefer biraya havi, the sefer, the last part of this braisa, where there's a machlekes between the poel, the Sacher, and the Balabayas, of Shtayim Kotzatz Tali, Oloi Kotzatz Yalachas. What was the halacha? The halacha was, if the Poyel, the Sacher, is wanting to get that extra dollar, he's going to have to bring a Raya. That means the safe is talking about where he has to bring a Raya. Well, if that's the case, it sounds like Resha Beloi Raya. It sounds like in the Resha, you would not need a Raya. What does that mean? It sounds like in the Resha, if the socher goes over to the balabayas and he says, I worked for you and you owe me money, and he says, no, this halacha nishba v'naitel. The socher does not need to bring any raya. Who said he needs to bring a raya? Rav, Shmuel, and Rav Yechanan. They said you have to bring a raya. Yeah, that was their whole halacha. They said the only time the socher is nishba v'naitel is if he has edim that prove that he was working there. That means, really, in the ratio of this brisa, you also have to bring a raya. What did the brisa say? In the sefer, shtayim kotzatz li v'alayim aloi kotzatz li chalachas, ha-moitzi mechaveh raya olav raya. What was the halach in the ratio? Socher b'zman, nishba v'noitel ketzad. Doesn't say anything about bringing a raya. L'chayr loit, Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, afilu in the ratio that we're bringing a raya. Because you need a raya, it's a different type of raya, but you need a raya that the schirus happened made him, right? What's the raya in the sefer? The raya in the sefer is shtayim kotzatz li. What would be the raya in the ratio that the schirus actually happened? That's what the raya would be. Once we know the schir has happened, now we have a suffix, paid him and not, didn't pay him, you don't need a raya for that. For that, you could already be a nishba v'noitel. But Rav Sheshes was so trying to be yoyrid la'oimek ha'inyan that he met the Rabbi Bar Shmuel and he says, tell me, you have anything regarding the sach? He told him this, and the Rav Sheshes says, oh, I can see a rice from this braisa apzadiyak nifo, that it sounds like only the same year right now in the ratio, which would then be not like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Bar Chama heard this eon that Rav Sheshes went to, how he was able to be medayik from this tiktok braisa. He was very, very impressed. But either way, it sounds like a good raya. And now, if you have a good raya, pun intended, you have a kash on who? You have a kash on Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Amr Nachman Yisrael, Nachman Yisrael heard all this, and he said, no, ratio is safe for beraya. You're right. According to Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, just like in the Sefer Hamoitza Mechaveri all of a Raya, in the Reisha the Socher would also have to bring a Raya. So how come it says Raya only in the Sefer and not in the Reisha? Because the two Rayas are not the same Rayas. Raya de l'shalim katani, Raya de shvua loy katani. The Braisa's Raya that it mentions in the Sefer is a Raya that would force the Balabais to pay. So if you're a Hamoitza Mechaveri all of a Raya, you bring a real Raya, now Balabais has to pull out his checkbook, he has to write you a check. It's all over. The raya that's needed in the resha is just the raya that this socher really worked for the balabayas. Just bringing Gaden that he worked for the balabayas doesn't mean the balabayas has to pay. The socher would still have to swear. He would have to be a nishva v'noitel. So it's true that there's a raya needed in the resha, just like there's a raya needed in the seif. It's also true that we only mention the raya in the seif, we don't mention the raya in the resha, because raya de l'shalim katani, raya de shvua like katani. But if we were going to mention all the fashid and the types of rayas that you would need in order to make the halacha work, just like there's an idea of amoitze mechaveri, all of a raya in the seif, there's also an idea of amoitze mechaveri, all of a raya in the resha. The only way the socher could be amoitze mechaveri is with a raya, but it's a different type of raya. It's a raya that establishes a basis to knock out the balabayas' migu, so then now he could be a mishba. But that's not the raya that the Braisa is talking about. That's already Rav and Shmuel, Rav Yochanan. They held that it's so posh, that's the way it is. Either way, this concludes this portion of the daf. So again, from here until the two dots, six lines from the bottom of daf Mem Vav and Aleph is going to be a continuation of everything that we just discussed. But there's one piece in B'teiras Hakdama that we didn't mention in the beginning of the daf that I think we need to be moisef right here. And that is, after the Mishnah mentioned the Shvuah of the Sacher, the Mishnah mentioned a dissenting opinion, and that is the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that the only time the halacha is that the Sacher is Nishba V'Noitel on the Mishnah is if the Balabayas was Moed V'Nitzas. where the Baal Bayis was Moedim B'Mikzas, that's when you have the halacha that the Socher is Nishba V'Neitel. But if the Baal Bayis was Kofer HaKoil, you're not going to have this halacha. So just to play out a case, if the Socher goes over to the Baal Bayis, I worked for you, and you owe me $100, and the Baal Bayis says, I already paid you $50. Mi'ikur Adin, the Baal Bayis should be Chai Shavuos Moedim B'Mikzas, Kamash Malon, the Chiddish of the Socher being Nishba V'Neitel, when Mahapech the Shavuos from the Baal Bayis, we impose it on the Socher, for the reasons given on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, Mishum Kidei Chayav, because the Baal Bayis is Torah B'Poyla, but the bottom line is, that's what the halacha is going to be. Now, after going through already about an hour and a half of this sugya, what's the oimek in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? Again, Pshutei Shal Mikra. It's Rabbi Yehuda held that there's only one chiddush in the Shavuos HaSacher, not two chiddushim. Right, we mentioned so many times, the Shvu of the Sacher is a double Kiddush. It's a Kiddush that the Baal Bayis is not off the hook, because Midina the Mishnah, if you're a Kofer HaKadosh, be off the hook. So good, Chazal want a Shvu. It's a Kiddush that it's the Teveya that's weird when Kol HaNishman Shabbatayra on Nishman V'Lay Mishalman. That's usually the Nitva that's weird. Two Chiddushim to create the Halacha of the Shvu of the Sacher. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm comfortable with the second Chiddush, I'm not comfortable with the first. I believe if the Baal Bayis says, Kofer HaKol, we're not having this conversation. Chazal were Mechadesh HaShvuos HaSacher. What they did was, is they were Mahapech the Shvuos HaSacher. They said that where there is already a Chayv HaShvuos, instead of the Shvuos being on the Nitva, which is where it should be, we're going to instead put it on the Toiveya. But to say two Chiddushim, as I feel now, just to say this even a little bit clearer, that's Pashit according to the Chachamim. We are the Nitvas, Moida B'Miktsas, Avada, you're going to have the Shvu of the Sacher, right? Of course the Chachamim are Moida to what Rabbi Yehuda said. Of course, it's Pashit. The Chachamim are saying, even when there is no Chayv HaShvua, still you're going to say this halacha. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when there's a Chayv HaShvua, and now the Shaila is who should swear, so usually it's not a Shaila, we're going to say that Teveya is going to swear. The Chachamim say, that, yeah, Yehuda v'Oivakra. I hold it's true in your case, Rabbi Yehuda, but I'm going to tell you where it's also true. It's also true in the situation where there's no Chayv HaShvua at all. We're going to go ahead, we're going to be mechadish something called a Shvuas HaSacher, even though it defies the logic of Chayv HaMishba. Additionally, we're going to say that even though Kolan Nishman Shabbatar Nishman Palei Mishalman over here, the Sacher is going to be a Nishma V'Neitel. Regardless, the way this part of the daf is going to begin is with a memra that Rabbi Yirmiya Barabba said over, and this memra was an exchange between Shmuel and the yeshiva of Rav. So presumably this happened after the Petir of Rav. We know Rav and Shmuel, even though they come together so often in Chas, but Rav was much older than Shmuel, and Rav passed away before Shmuel did. And there's different gemaras where the yeshiva of Rav very often would send shailas to the grace of Bal Plukta of the Rebbe Rav, and they wanted to hear his chavis das on certain things. So this halacha that we're now going to begin with, which is going to usher in this last leg of the Shavuos HaSacher, is going to begin with one of those exchanges. So Amar Rav Yermia Bar Abba, Sholchu Lei Mibei Rav L'Shmu. The yeshiva of Rav sent the following message to Shmuel. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. You have a pile, a socher, and he says to the Baal HaBayis that you promised me two for the work I'm going to do. And the Baal HaBayis says, who swears? Right? Who's the one that's supposed to swear? First glance, the Baal HaBayis is a Moedim B'Miktsas, but there's something called Shavuos HaSacher, right? So how do we go about this? Omar Lahem, so Shmuel responded, he said, Bizu Yishava Baal HaBayis, the halacha is, in this case, the Baal HaBayis is going to swear, the Yafsid Uman, and as a result, the Uman will end up losing, right? He doesn't have the option to be a Nishba V'Neitel. The Baal HaBayis is the one that's going to swear, and the reason is because Ksit Zavadim Mitkat Chir Inchi. It's based on the Svar of Ksit Zavadim Mitkat Chir Inchi. The whole reason why there's a Nishba V'Neitel by the Sacher is because the Baal HaBayis is Tarbet Poyelov. That's only true with regards to did I pay, did I not pay, but when it comes to the amount, then not. Right? At first glance, this sounds very familiar. We had it twice. Right? We had it in the top of Mem Hei Amud Beis. We had it on the bottom of Mem Hei Amud Beis. We saw it yesterday. We even mentioned it in the introduction. So we've seen this already a couple of times, right? So it doesn't sound like such a big chiddush. It's not true. Fate Gemara Eini. This halacha that Shmuel said, even though it feels like it stims with everything that we know up until this point, but there's a nuance that's actually punk faker to the point that this is an Eini. Vatoni Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rabbi Bar Shmuel fakoif the Braisa. Right? What was the Braisa Rabbi Bar Shmuel fakoif? That was the Braisa that he told Rav Sheshes, right? But Vatoni Rabbi Bar Shmuel kotzatz. What's the halacha? If there's a shaila of how much money was was agreed upon. Hamoitzi mechaveroi olavaraya. Right, if it's kotzatz, it's hamoitzi mechaveroi olavaraya. The umin has to bring a raya. The eloi maisi raya. And if he doesn't bring a raya, poka, he's out. Amai. How does that price stim with what Shmuel said? What did Shmuel say? Yishava balabayis, the afsad umin, that the balabayis has to swear. In other words, the underlying principle of Shmuel's halacha, that you don't have the shvuas hamishnah of nishba v'noita by a sacher when they're fighting over the ketzitza, that's supported by a braisa. But what you do l'maisa is upgefrakt. Because what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said the balabayis has to swear, shvuas might be mixed. What did the braisa say? Hamoitzim echaveri alveraya. It's not the same thing. Hamoitzim echaveri alveraya means that the balabayis doesn't have to do nothing. Baal Bayis is a muchzik in the money. You won. Bring a raya. What was the raya? A raya l'shalim. You have to bring real edim. This is mamish zekal god of the din. I might say mechaveri al raya. Like all the baba kamu of the baba basra sugis. You have to bring a fire to get raya. What did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, no, you have to be a shvus might be missed. I say you chicken out. You don't swear. Like on the flamites, right? The ma'ayim, he doesn't want to swear. In that case, fakert. In that case, he's going to own the money. So the question is, Shmuel, I understand that part of what you're saying is supported by the Braisa, but there's also a part of what you're saying that's upgefrekt from the Braisa. Rav Nachman came to the defense of Shmuel. By the way, Rav Nachman's a Talmud of Shmuel, right? So Rav Nachman came to the defense of his Rebbe and he said, let's start them Ktani. Now, the way you have to read the Braisa and really Shmuel's halacha, they complement each other. It's let's start them. Oy mevi raya v'yito, oy yishava balabayis v'yafsid uman. In other words, when the Braisa said, amoytze mechaveya over raya, Bryce didn't mean to say that Baal Bais wouldn't have to swear. Avada Baal Bais would have to swear. Like Shmuel said. What did it mean? What it meant to say was is that you don't have the option to be a Nishba Venoita. But, and to the extent that Baal Bais swears, then you would taka have to bring a fire to Garaya. The point is that the Braisa said Hamoitze Mechaveri Olav Raya, but was using that term a little bit loosely. It wasn't really going into the nuance of how it would play itself out. Oy mevi raya v'yito, that's an option if you want to be able to get it. Oy yishava balabayis v'yafsid, and if he doesn't swear, then vaiti you'd be able to be a yitel. But the point is that the Braisa is not really contradicting Shmuel's halacha. And by the way, if you think about it, if it's not contradicting Shmuel, it's really supporting Shmuel. Because the underlying chiddush of Shmuel, which is that you don't have the halacha of the shvua of the sacher b'chahai gavna, where they're fighting over the amount of money that was agreed upon, that you see in the Braisa. What didn't you see? The Braisa said, "I might to make a vel of a raya." He said, "You have to swear." Rav Nachman said, "Let's start in time." We weren't really getting so involved in that, right? That don't be medactic in that so much. Okay, Shmuel is saying one mahalach, the Braisa is saying another mahalach. They're all true. If that's the case, if anything, the Braisa really supports what Shmuel's saying, it's going to play itself out a little bit in the Cheshbon soon. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, I'll ask you another kasha. If somebody gives a talis to an Umin, the Umin says, we agreed upon two. The person responds, as long as the talis is in the hands of the Umin, I mean, the Umin didn't return the talis yet to the Balabayas, the Balabayas would have to bring a rai. If the Umin already returned the talis to the Balabayas, then bismanoi, if it's bismanoi, you're nishba v'noitel. Then you're a nishba v'noitel, like every socher. Avazmanoi, if it's ready, avazmanoi, taloch is amoytze mecharei, all of a rai. Then you would have to bring a rai. So again, what did the Braisa say? It's tricky, because it's not like a lot of things we've seen. If somebody gives a talos to an umman, and they're fighting over the sheer ketzitza, right? Shtayim, he says achas. If the talos is biyad ha'umman, the Balabayas has to bring a raya, because he's a mochzik. So if he's the mochzik, you want your talis? Pay me too. If not, I'm not giving you your talis. I'm keeping it, I'm holding a ransom, right? So that's somebody to make a raya. Right. What if he returns it to him? So if it's bismanoi, then the socher is a nishba v'naitel. The socher is always nishba v'naitel. When there's a dispute, then it's bismanoi. If it's avar zmanoi, then it's hamitzmeh chavei olav araya, posh it, because once it's over zmanai, you never have the shvus ha-socher, kimavur and daf mem hei amid beis. But what's the Gemara's kash? Bizmanai mir nishba v'naitel. If it's bizmanai, you're going to be a nishba v'naitel. Amai, why are you a nishba v'naitel? Yishava balabayis v'yafsid omen. Didn't Shmuel say that the only time there's halacha of nishba v'naitel is when they're fighting? Did you yes pay, did you not pay? But when it comes to ketzitza, over there the halacha is vaday mitkat kirinchi. So this braisa would seem to be a kasha on Shmuel. Now if you're holding cheshbon, what could the Gemara have easily said right now? The Gemara said, you're right. This Braisa is Mavur, not like Shmuel, but we had the Braisas on Mem Hayamid Beis. Rabbi Bar Shmuel's Braisa was very much like Shmuel. Right? That Braisa that the Gemara brought from Rabbi Bar Shmuel that initially was an Eini on Shmuel, after further review, as long as you are not mutched with the fact that here it says, Amoitz Mechaveri Olvarayo, and here it says, the Nitfas Aswir Shmuel's made with Mixas. So we said then the story flips. Now it's not a kash, it ends up being a right. So you have a Braisa for Shteinit. Because you have two Braises. I mean, right? It's clear there's these two Braises. There's for sure a Braisa that says, Tzitzavad and Mitkat Kiri. And he have Braisa that says, Mefurish, not that way. That the Gedarim of fighting over Ktsitz is exactly the same as the Gedarim of fighting over yes payment and not payment. The Gemara could have said that, L'chayr, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak went with a different Mahalach. He said, Ha Mani. Rabbi Yehuda, he says that you want to know this other braisa that doesn't shtim with Shmuel, and really doesn't shtim with Rabbi Bar Shmuel's braisa either. This braisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Waltz calls man sheshvua noital etzel bala bayis socher nishba venoital. Who's this Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds that any time the Balabayis finds himself in a position where he's chayesh shvu deiraisa, the halach is the socher is going to be a nishba v'noitel. And the emphasis is on kolzman. Any time the Balabayis finds himself in a situation of moed b'miksas, regardless of whether he's in a matzah moed b'miksas because he says, I only paid you half, or is it a matzah moed b'miksas because he's moed b'miksas in terms of how much money they originally agreed upon, he's made the mixas on the piroyan, or he's made the mixas on the ktsitsa, it doesn't matter. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is calls matches for night eights of alabais, socha nishba venoitel. So it's true, Shmuel said, that when it comes to ktsitsa, vadai mitgot kiri inchi, and there's no halacha of the socha swearing nishba venoitel. And it's also true that there's a mefurish of bite, braisa, rocha bitchaktan of ashtay, not that way. That where there's a dispute over the ktsitsa, the socher, as long as it's bizmanoi, is he going to be in the shmunoitel? How does it stem? Shmuel was going alibud the chachamim. The chachamim hold ktsitsa vade mitkot kiri inchi, whereas that price is going alibud Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Calls a man sheshvu a noitel itzel balabayis. Whether it's because I paid you half, that's why the balabayis is chayv shvu al stat moide b'miktsas, or it's because he's moide to half of the ktsitsa, that's why he's a b'moide. Either way, the halacha is going to be socha nishba v'noitel. So the question is, hi, Rabbi Yehuda. Where did Rabbi Yehuda say this? Where did Rabbi Yehuda say this? Now let's just think this up, Alpeh. Right? With all the information we have right now, what would you say? Oh, it's Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that when there's moedim and mikzas, the socha is nishba v'noitel. That's true, but I mean, if we're going to apply the Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah, to say Pshan and this Braisa, we're taking it way out of context. All Rabbi Yehuda said was, is that when there's a shvuas ha-socher, it's true only when there happened to have been a shvuas moed b'miktsas. But he didn't say any time there's a shvuas moed b'miktsas, it's going to be a shvuas asacha. Meaning, if there's an independent svara called ktsitz of adam mitkat kiri inchi, and that's why the chachamim, the tanam, and the amiram all saw that in such a situation, you're not going to have the shvuas asacha. There's no evidence to say the Rabbi Yehuda should hold not that way. In fact, the Gemara is going to speak this out, and the Gemara is going to even say it, but Torah is kal v'chaymer. Because if anything, Rabbi Yehuda is a big machmer when it comes to the shvua of the socher. He says the only time the shvua of the socher is true is when there's a maid b'miktsas. And what's the oimik in the havana of Rabbi Yehuda? It's because Rabbi Yehuda holds that shvua sa socher, Chazal threw him a mulligan when it's going to be one chiddush. But now what we're going to say, two chiddushim. So to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda somehow, who holds that when it comes to the ikker shvua sa socher, limits it tremendously, he's going to go fakert from the Chachamim, and he's going to hold that the Shvuas HaSachar is true even by a Ketzitza, when the Chachamim treats Ketzitza Vada Mitkat Kiri Inchi. But either way, the Gemara says that who is the Tana of the Spices, Rabbi Yehuda? Our avoider right now is to try to figure out which Rabbi Yehuda. It says, hi, Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda the Masisin, is it Rabbi Yehuda Mar Mishnah? The Tana we just spoke out, Ach Murei Ka Machmer. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is a Machmer in the Sugya of Shvuas HaSachar. Rabbi Yehuda says, Achatei Sha Mikta Seida. You have to have a Mikta Seida, which is a Chumra. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says the only time the Sachar has the leniency of being nishba v'noitel is when there's going to be one chiddush. But if there's going to be two chiddushim, because the Baal HaBayis was kofrako, we're not going to be mechadish two things. So if Rabbi Yehuda was machmer when it came to shvuas hasacher regarding that, it's not mistaber that it would be mekel and he would allow the shvuas hasacher when the fighting over shtayim kotzatzta or one, even though the Baal HaBayis was a moed b'miktsas. It can't be it's Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda the Braisa, it's Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa. Which Braisa? Not a braisa that we were supposed to know yet. The Gemara is going to bring this braisa. And by the way, it's a mefurish braisa. Time went to the braisa. So, as it relates to the zakh, the kol zman shel yavar lo b'smanoi, as long as it's toich zman, harei zeh nishba v'noitel. Right? We know that. Vimlav. And once it's already Avars Manoi, Eino Nishma Venoit, because the Chazakah, the two Chazakahs that the Baal Bayis says. Vamir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Emosai, when is this true? That the Sachik bin Nishma Venoit, Dobas Mancha, Amalei Tein Lischari Chamisham Dinor, She Eich Tav Yad Chavoy Meskabal Tomihen Dinor Zav, where he's made of a mix. That's right, Chamisham Dinrei Kesef is double what one Dinor Zav is. Oish Amalei Shtayim Kotsatz Ta'ah. Here's the punchline, the oi. Where the dispute is, he says, we agreed on two. But if he said, I never hired you, or he says that, yeah, I hired you, but I paid you already, being that he's koifer ha-koil, there's no shvua deiraisa, so to be mechadish, two chedushim, to two oif, shvua sa, that we're not going to do, that loch is going to be a moitza mechavei. But what do you see, bok tzener in this price? Said the halacha that there's a shvuas hasacher regardless of whether they're arguing about whether he paid him or didn't pay him, or regardless of whether they're arguing shtayim kotzatz, as long as he's a moed of a mikzas, that's enough. You should be. That's a mefurish Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara thought, oh, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, probably Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah. Nah, Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah doesn't make any sense, because Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah is a machmer when it comes to shvuas hasacher. It's this Rabbi Yehuda. It's a mefurish Rabbi Yehuda. But what's the Gemara's kasha? What's the Gemara's kasha? Obvious cash. We'll see it inside. Maskev lo Rav Sheish Beid Rav Yudi Ela Kotsatz Rabbi Yehuda Hivalei Rabbanah. So you're telling me, who is the Tana, this Bryce of Kotsatz Rabbi Yehuda? And it, by the way, it's a Mefurish Rabbi Yehuda. It's almost not even negotiable. Says the Gemara, Hashda Heichi the Machmir Rabbi Yehuda Mekili Rabbanah. Heichi the Mekil Rabbi Yehuda Machmir Rabbanah. At the end of the day, how do you make these two Rabbi Yehuda shtem? Why? Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is a machmer when it comes to the shvuah of the sacher. The only time there's a shvuah of sacher is when you're saying one chedesh. But if you're going to be mechadesh the shvuah because the Baal Bayis was really a kofer hakol, we're not going to say shvuah of sacher. But then he's a mekel when it comes to shvuah of sacher. He says it can be nishma v'neitel, even though they're fighting about the ktsitsa. He doesn't hold it as far of vaday mitkot kiriinchi. So Rabbi Yehuda, right? Are you machmer or you mekel? Which one is it? And the Gemara holds it's a stira. Right, just like the Gemara felt you couldn't shtaltsu Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah to explain the Braisa, at the end of the day, how does Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah shtim with the Braisa? Right? At the end of the day, you have a stira l'chaira. A very high level stira. Is Rabbi Yehuda a machmer when it comes to the laws of Shvuas HaSachar? As though he's mashma from the Mishnah. Or is Rabbi Yehuda a maker when it comes to the laws of Shvuas HaSachar? As though he is mefurish in Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa. But the Gemara says, V'alamai. So what would you like? Meaning I hear Maksha, right? Who's the Maksha? He has a name. Rav Sheisha Breid Ravidi. I hear Rav Sheisha Breid. Well, what would you prefer? You want it to be the Rabbanon? Meaning you want that Braisa that says that there is a Shvuas HaSacher. Even when they're fighting over the Ksisa to be the Rabbanon, it can't be. Why? Because Velahod, the Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Katzatz, Hamoitze Mechaber Yalav Arayo. Because, forget about Shmuel for a second. We had a Braisa that Rabbi Bar Shmuel was Farkoifing. And that was Katzatz. You don't say Shvuas HaSacher. We say Hamoitze Mechaber Yalav Arayo. Mani, who's going to be the Tan of that Braisa? Loi Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. For Loi Rabbanon, it can't be the Rabbanon. Meaning, who is the Tana of that Braisa going to be? Meaning, at the end of the day, we do have such a Braisa. We do have such a Braisa. So Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds that there is a shvua when they're fighting over Kitzitza, and the Rabbanon hold not, so that price is going to be the Rabbanon. But if you're going to tell me there's no way Rabbi Yehuda could hold that there's a shvua when they're arguing over Kitzitza, so Bal Karchach, it's the Rabbanon that holds that there's a shvua by Kitzitza. Well then, if Sai Rabbi Yehuda and Sai the Rabbanon hold that there's a shvua by Ketzitza, so who's the Tana that holds that there's no shvua by Ketzitza? Elam Rava. So Rava said, you're 100% right. You have to say that the Tana of this Braisa, again, which Braisa? The Braisa that says that there is a shvua by Ketzitza is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Bar Shmuel's Braisa that said that there's no shvua by Ketzitza is going according to who? It's going according to the Rabbanon. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is, will the real Rabbi Yehuda please stand up, right? We don't understand Rabbi Yehuda's approach to Shvuas HaSachar. From the Mishnah, it's Mashmah, he's a Machmer. And from the Braisa, it's Mashmah, he's a Mekel. Again, from the Mishnah, it's Mashmah, he's a Machmer, because he holds that the only time you have the Shvuas HaSachar when they're debating, yeah, payment, not payment, is when the Baal Bayis was Chayesh for the Raisa. Once there's anyways a Chayesh Shvuah, he says, then we'll be Mahapech the Shvuah on the Noita, we'll be Mahapech on the Taiveya, on the Sachar. But to the extent he's Kofer HaKol, there's not going to be a Shvuas HaSachar. Meaning he's a big Machmer. He's very stringent when it comes to the application of this new takono of Shavuos Asachar. But yeah, when it comes to the Shail of Shtayim Katzatzta or Echad Katzatzti, over there is a massive mekel, because the Chacham say there's no Shavuos Asachar, there he holds there is. So how are you going to reconcile the two things? The Rava said it's very simple. I'll tell you. Rabbi Yehuda Sav, Rabbi Yehuda holds, P'day Raisa of the late Takanta L'Asachar, but the Rabbanon, Havoy Takanta, V'Takanta L'Takanta Le'Avdinon. As it relates to the Shail in our Mishnah, in our Mishnah, the Machlek is like this. Rabbi Yehuda holds, when this anyways, a Shvodei Raisa. So Rabbanu will make a takana on a Shvodei Raisa. Shvodei Raisa said the Balvayas was supposed to switch, was made to make. Says Rabbanu made a takana, we'll be mahapachan on the Sach. But to the extent that there's no Chia Shvodei Raisa, so then the whole underlying Shvod would have had to been a takanta. Which would then mean that by saying that instead of the Nitva swearing Kaifer HaKoyal, this new Takanta diga shvua, the Sach is going to swear it'd be a takanta la takanta. Rabbi Yehuda shita is takanta la takanta. Everything is like a high level shita. Ayo takanta la takanta. We've heard such concepts in the past. Takanta la takanta la evdina. And that is the side of shita. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan sabri, the Rabbanan hobbit, Rabbanan nami evdina takanta. Lusacher, no. They hold, no. You can make a takanta la takanta. That's what that machloikis is. Now, as it relates to the shaila of kitzitza, the Rabbanan shita is kitzitza mitker docher. That the Baal Bayis is mindful of the kitzitza. Oh, by the way, the shita is that kitzitza is like mitker docher. And as a result, that's what that machloikis is. In other words, Rava said, you're right. If you want to look at this from a 20,000 foot view, Rabbi Yehuda, right, seems to be size for himself. Are you a machmi or a mekel? He's not a machmi, he's not a mekel. Right? Rabbi Yehuda is calling it the way he sees it. If he sees a chumra, he says chumra. And if he sees a kula, he sees chumra. Kula, as it relates to takantel to takantel of dinon, that's why he holds. It's the only time there's a shvuah sasach is when there's a maid of a mixas. As it relates to being mechaya shvuah with regards to ketzitza, he holds, yeah, just like the Baal Bayit is tar b'payalov, as it relates to how much he paid, he's also tar b'payalov with regards to how much he was kaitzitz. The chachamim, chum have no problem with takantel to takantel, and they hold ketzitza, mitkat kiri, tzvei bazunder, shailas, taka doesn't stem 20,000 feet, but you can't learn Gemara 20,000 feet, right? You have to learn it lamat. And when you go even if you learn it with Iyun Kal, even then there would be a very obvious distinction between these two in Yonim. Kol Yavoi El Mekoimoi Bashalim. Let's go weiter. Nigzal Ketzad. So again, there were five times with Chazal were misaking this idea of a Nishba Venoital. The first one was a Socher, which we went through very much. The second one is the nigzal. So the Mishnah gave an example. What's the case of a nigzal? When would a nigzal swear and be noita? So the Mishnah said a funny case. There was a malva and a loiva. And Adam saw the malva go into the house of the loiva to chop a mashkin that he wasn't really supposed to take. Right? This is shalei b'shos. Who aime? The loiva, meaning the nigzal, says, Keli notalti, you took my keli, I had no right to take it. He says, Lai notalti, I don't know what you're talking about. What's the halacha? The nigzal, who's also the loiva, he's wearing two hats, right? The nigzal is also the loiva, swears that this is what was taken from him, the noital, and he has a right to take it. What's Rabbi Yehuda's addendum to this? This is a made-up shvua, never such a shvua in my life. If the nigzal or the gazlan was anyways made to be mixas, so that is anyways a chiyah shvu deirai. So we make a takanto on that shvu deirai, so in chiddish. But to the extent that the case is where the gazlan is being kaifer akol, then it's a takanto la takanto, two chidushim, we're not being misaking this shvu. So says the Gemara. I don't understand the whole case, just the whole setup, based on the way the Mishnah presented it. What was the lashon of the Mishnah? Hoyim iden oisoi, shen nichnas lebeisoi lemashkinoi. It sounds like all the Edom saw was somebody go into somebody's house with the intention of taking a mashkin. They don't know anything more than that. If they don't know anything more than that, then mechetesi, the gazan shouldn't be believed to say, I didn't take anything. How do you give the nigzal a right to be nishba v'noit? What's going on over here? It's a bit shloima if the Edom saw him take something and now they're fighting, what he took, chves. But all the Mishnah said was, is that he was nichnas lebeisai lemashkinoi. Nigzal says, you stole the $10,000. Mechtesa. I don't even know what you're talking about. Maybe he didn't take anything. Now you'll tell me. What do you mean? He went in with the intention to take. Didn't Rav Nachman say, hey man, they're not going to nagu the other. If somebody's holding a hacker in his hand, and he said, Ezel v'aktali l'dikta l'planya. I want to go knock down that tree. Vishtakach, and then the oil went to that tree and they saw timber, right? Dikotl, vishadi, he was down. Lo yamrino duhu katle. You have no right to take any money out of this guy. Why? Alma, because you see from your ovid, inish the gazel layov. Sometimes people talk like tough guys. They talk a big game. Avalamaisa, they don't end up following through. So, hachanami, just because the the Edom saw this Malvid break into this guy's house to try to take money. Maybe he's a gossip Layavid. Maybe he didn't really do anything. So this whole case almost seems dead on arrival. So Mara says, Amy, you're right. You have to say the Edom saw him take something. You have to tweak the language. And you have to say Umashkina. They actually saw him take. So what's the tweak? Not how you may eat an oyster shenichnas lebeisai le mashkinoi. It's umashkinoi. Faith the Gemara. Okay, if they saw him take, v'lachsi my mashkinoi. Why don't we just see what he took, and then we can sort this out. Amar Rabba Bar Bachanam Rabbi Yochanan betoyanoi kelim hanitolim tachas kenafav. It's talking about where he had the kelim underneath his rekel. Rashi says they couldn't see what he took. They Pasha didn't know, and they saw him take something. They don't know what he took. And he is a Malvin, and it sounds like the Edom maybe knew that he was coming to take a mashkin at the very least. Pekitzer, there's a lot of smoke over here. Something for sure went down. This is the takana the Chazal made for the Nigzal, just like they made for the Sacher. They made it for the Nigzal, and they told the Nigzal, go ahead and swear, and like this, you'll be able to be a Nijma Venoit. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Ra'u shehit min kelim tachas knaf. New case. If Edom saw somebody hiding kelim underneath his knafav, underneath his rekel, fiyotza, and then he walked out of somebody's house, the amar, and when he was called out on it, he said, l'kuchenein biyadi, I bought it. Baal Bayis, however, says, not true, he borrowed it from me. It's really my kelim. The halach is enoy neman, the person that's holding on to the kelim is not believed, and Rashi adds two words, afilu b'shvua, even with a shvua. So what's the halacha? Again, it's Rabbi Yehuda the Amora talking. So somebody was seen walking out of somebody else's house, and he's going like this. He has kelim underneath his jacket. Something's a little suspicious over here, right? For sure. They call him out on it. They say, what's going on? He says, oh, no, these kelim that I'm hiding, that I don't want anyone to see, I just bought them. Yeah, it's legit. It's legit. You have a receipt? I don't have a receipt. But I just bought it. Baal Bayis, what would you like to say on this matter? He says, I didn't sell it to him. I loaned it to him. So the halacha is that we trust the Baal Bayis. Two chedushim over here. Number one, who's the muchzik? The person walking with the kelim is the muchzik. I mean, there's some reyes over here, as we'll see in a minute. But lemais, he's holding on to it, doesn't matter. And even if he swears, the halacha is, einoy neman, the halacha is, it's going to go right now to the original owner, and really it's a din of amoytze mechaveri alveraya, if you're going to want to keep it. But the Gemara says that even though this halacha was said by Rabbi Yehuda, and of course it's true, but there's some not such fine print that you have to read. Number one, the Loya Marin, the only time the halacha is true, that again, that the machzik is not neman afilu b'shvua, but rather it's the Baal Bayis that's someone. This is only true if the Baal Bayis is an enoy osu limkar kelev. This is a Baal Bayis that doesn't usually sell his kelev. Ava Baal Bayis osu limkar his kelev neman, but to the extent the Baal Bayis is someone that usually sells his kelev, so now already this machzik is going to be believed. The Rishonim speak out, neman means b'shvua. If you believe, albeit with a shvua. Additionally, if you say ain osu limkar his kelev nami leimar, even if the person is an ain osu limkar his kelev, so then we said that he's not believed, right? But that's only true. El advarim shein darken lahatman. It's only something that people, when they walk with it in the street, they don't usually hide it. Al advarim shein darken lahatman nema. But if something that people usually hide, he would fight to be believed. Meaning, part of the reason we don't trust the machzik is because why are you hiding it? It looks a little funny. It's a little suspicious. Something seems a little fishy here. So that's part of the reason we don't trust him. But if it's a dover shein darken lahatman, so then you don't have that reis. Even if this is something that people would usually not hide, the only time he's not believed is if this person's not like a hyper tsanua. But if this person is very much tsanua, for him it is the death. Meaning, I don't care about what other people do. If this is a guy that usually would walk this way, then again, it's not going to be a race. At the end of the day, he's a muchzik. If he's a muchzik, he's going to be neman, albeit b'shvua. Additionally, the only time this is true is ze'oyme sh'ulin ve'ze'oyme l'kuchen. It's where the Baal Bayis is telling, I loaned it to you. Avo begnuven. But let's say he would say gnuven. Meaning it's something that people don't usually sell. And it's something that, it's a little bit funny. Why are you walking around and you're hiding it? You're not an ish tenua. It's not something that people, but even then, it's only true if the person is tainting that I loaned it to you. But if he tells him you're a ganiv, lav kol kemini lachzuki inche beganavi. Right? Lav kol kemini is not believed because lachzuki inche beganavi loy mechzakina. Because a person doesn't have an amanus to go ahead and, right, that's what underpins cheskes kolma and all those sugis. But the balance, you don't have a right to go call somebody a god. So if you're tainting he's a ganiv, at the end of the day, even though it's a little suspicious, etc., you have no amanus. You want to say he borrowed it, okay, that's a klara taina. But if you're saying that he stole it, he's going to be believed. Again, with a shvuah. with a shvua, but at the very least he's going to believe. And then finally, the Amar, the only time this is true is Ela B'dvar Ma'asuyin L'Hachshu L'Haskir. Only if it's something that people actually learn. Aval D'var M'Shein Asuyin L'Hachshu L'Haskir. There are certain things that people used to just never learn. Something like that. Neman, there too, is going to be believed, albeit with a shvua. So we started off, Rabbi Yehuda said that if somebody's seen, you know, looks like he's smuggling something out of somebody else's house, he says, I bought it, the guy says, I loaned it to you. So what's the halacha? The machzik is not believed, I feel a bit of shvua. There's five boxes that need to be checked off in order for this halacha to be true. It's only true if the Baal HaBayis doesn't usually sell it. Not just that, it's something that people don't usually hide, or that person himself is not somebody that is a tzanua. The person's timing that I loaned it to you, but he's not saying that you stole it. It's dvarim asuyin lahashal lahasker. But if one of those five boxes can't be checked off, like it's something that people don't usually lend, or he's tiny, you're a ganiv, or it's the kind of thing that people would hide, or this person is an ish tanua, or it's a davar that's asuy limkar, if any one of those five boxes would be true, then it would go to the benefit of the machzik. He would be believed, like the Rishonim, Rashi says it a few times, but all the Rishonim say, he would be believed, dafka with a shvua. So, as much as it's true, ain't no neman b'shvua, it's only true if you can meet five criteria. But if you can only meet four criteria, certainly three, two or one, then faker, then the halach is, he's going to be neman, or be a shvua. Now, the last thing that we said was, that there's an afkamina in the world of muchzik, between dvar ma'asuin lahashu lahasker, and dvar she'in asuin lahashu lahasker. So, there's a makar to this chilek, the shalach, rafuna bar. If somebody wants to taina in the world of taina v'nitta, and he says, I bought this thing, but it's dvarim that are asurin lahashu lahasker, you always lose that kayak. So, for example, if one person's a marakama on a certain item, and the other person now is the muchzik, and he's tining, I bought it, and the other guy says, I loaned it to you. So it matters if it's dvarim asurin lahashu lahasker or not. So this last criteria, the fifth knach in this halacha, has a precedent from this shalach ravuna barabin, and the Gemara says, kihada rava, there's another story that supports this. Apik zuga desarbala, rava, was once moitzi a zuga de sarbala, that's a scissors, the safra da gadata, and sifri agada mi yasmi, he took it away from Yisoymim, bidvar masun lahashal haskar. Yisoymim had it and looked at they were muchzik, somebody else was claiming it belonged to them, but being that it was dvar masun lahashal haskar, he said it takes away from muchzik. So when any time you have a dover that's also lahashal haskar, it undermines the whole muchzik. Amar Rava, Rava said, as it relates to the shvua of the nigzal, afilu shoymer nishba, it doesn't have to be the nigzal, the balabas himself, that witnessed this and now has the license to swear. But even the shomer, let's say there's a shomer, right? There's someone, he's in charge, he's the butler, he watches the house. So this guy, if he saw somebody come in, he's a baldover, and the takona of Shvuas HaNigzal was said even to him. I mean, it's a special chiddush Shvuas HaNigzal. You could have thought maybe only the Nigzal gets the right to swear. Even the shomer. Afilu ishtoy shal shomer nishbas. Even the shomer's wife. What if he's not a shomer mamish? He's only a worker, right? What's the difference? A shomer is responsible for what happens. So that makes him a real baldover. But schir velikita means just a payol. What about this? The Gemara says, teiku. Amali rav yema le rav ashi. Tane bekasa de kaspamai. So again, what's the halacha of Shvuas HaNigzal? Let's find them for non-fun. What's the halacha? There's a dispute. You did steal, you didn't steal. Right, the case was a whole case with a malva and a mashkin. But the underlying principle is very simple. Guy walked in, something suspicious. You stole. No, I didn't. So what's the halacha? The nigzal swears. So what does he swear? You stole from me whatever it is, and now he's going to end up getting it. So Rav Yemar asked Rav Ashi, what would be if he tainted, you stole from me a kasa de kaspa. You sold a zilbin a becher. What would be the halacha? I mean, you can tainted whatever you want. You can just throw out a number and just swear. So the Gemara says, no. Chazina, we need to do a little bit of an analysis. E inish the amidu. If this person is a wealthy person, so that he's someone that we could assume might have owned this Casa de Caspa, or he's a very trustworthy person, right? The Mafka de Intrigave, where we could assume that it's true, not that it was his, because as far as we know, doesn't have that kind of money, but at the very least, he was a Shomer Pekanim for somebody else, Mishtab Veshokal, then he could be a Nishba Venoitel, the Eloi, and if not, Loi, the Loch is going to be that he won't be able to. One more Gemara, Nechbal Keitza, the Mishnah said that one of the five times that we made this Takana is for a Nechbal. What was the case of the Nechbal? So the Mishnah said the case of the Nechbal was where somebody, the Lashon of the Mishnah was interesting. Right, he entered his Rishus, his possession, full, and he walked out limping. He's tying, you beat me up. He's saying, no, I didn't. The halach is the nechbal. The guy was limping. Could be a nishba benoito, and he can get his money. That's only true. That's only true if it, there's another tzad. I mean, the only time he has to swear is if something else might have happened. What else could have happened? He might have been chayvul ba'atzmai. Abu mokshen yochel chayvul ba'atzmai, but if he had no ability to be chayvul ba'atzmai, then he doesn't even have to swear. Because who else hit him, right? So if he could have hit himself, that's the other tzad. But if he couldn't have hit himself, then he could take even below yishvot. Faith to Gemara, v'nechosh dilma b'koysel nischachich. Why are we not concerned that he wasn't chayvul? He bumped his head. Maybe he just rubbed himself on the koysel and that's what hurt him. Tani Rabchia said, you have to say, she'osel in a shicha b'gah. But either it's talking about with his bite, right? This wound that he has is on his back. Or it's ubein atzila yadav, it's in between his elbows. It has to be a case where that wouldn't be a concern. How do you know this guy did it? Maybe somebody else did it. No, it's obviously the luck acher it's talking about where there was nobody there. And because there was nobody there, that's why this would be possible. This concludes another intense taf in Mesach de Shavuos. You think? Exhale. So, as it relates to raid, I know we mentioned at the end of last night's raid that we are going to do a part two. We will, be'ezus Hashem, do a part two, but not today. And really, we're interrupting the raid bite for something that's me'inyan le'inyan ba'oise inyan, which will, be'ezus Hashem, come together when we do part two of yesterday's raid. So yesterday, we spoke about the shvua of an eid echad. Chazal say that it says in the pasuk, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish L'chol Ovenu L'chol Chatas, and we learn from there, L'chol Ovenu L'chol Chatas Hu De'enoi Kam, Avol Kamu L'Shvua. On top of that, there was a braisa, Kam Makam Sheshnayim Mechayv Enoisei Mamin, Eid Echad Mechayv Eshvua. Yesterday we spoke out, the Nifle Diga Tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda in Eben Ezer, Madura Tinyana Simen Ayin Vav, who discuss why did Chazal need this Hoysofa? What is this Braisa, this Lashon of Kamak Shnayim Mechayv Enoisei Mamin, Eid Echad Mechayv Eshvua, adding to the Ikud Drasha of La Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish L'chol Avinu L'chol Chatas, L'chol Avinu L'chol Chatas, Huda Inei Kam, Avol Kamu L'shvua. But this is the basic halacha that everybody knows. And that is, Eid Echad B'Mamin can't be Mechayv Mamin. What is he Mechayv? He's Mechayv Shvua. The Ktzois HaChoshen in Simen Lamed Ches, Siv Koten He, clears the following shaila. He says, I had a suffix. What would be if you have an eid echad that is made that somebody owes somebody money? So Reuven goes over to Shimon, he says, you owe me $100. Shimon says, Lehoyu Dvar Me'olam. Reuven produces an eid echad that says that Shimon actually owes Reuven money. Shimon has to swear Shvu Deiraisa. Shvu Seid Echad. Shimon is a Choshed Al HaShvu. And because he's a Choshed Al HaShvu, we saw in the Mishnah, here in the beginning of Perek Kol HaNishban, Shimon can't swear. What's the halacha? So in certain instances, the halacha is that mitoich she'enu yachal lishava, mishav. Shimon now was told by Bezdin, you're going to have to pay. You were mechuyev to swear Shvu Seid Echad. You couldn't swear because you were a Choshed. Mitoich she'enu yachal lishava, mishalim. As a result, you now have a chiyev mam. What would be, said the Ktzois, if afterwards this Eid Echad was found to be an Eid Zoyme? Would he have to pay Kasha Zomam, or would he not have to pay Kasha Zomam? Ordinarily, you don't think of Kasha Zomam in the context of an Eid Echad, because Eid Echad is not Mechayiv Mamin. Eid Echad is only Mechayiv Shvua. So, Eid Echad was found to be an Eid Zoyme when he wanted to be Mechayiv Shvua. What exactly is the Kasha Zomam going to be? It doesn't make a lot of sense. But says the Ktzois, I have a case where an Eid Echad could be Mechayiv Mamin. Where the nitva was a chashut, and as a result, the din was mitoich she'ena yachal ishava mishalim. Now, kumto is teid echad is being mechayim mamim. If teid echad is found to be an eid zoyman, clears the ktzois. Is he going to have to pay a kasha zomam, or is he not going to have to pay a kasha zomam? Ktzois says that at the muscharishin, it's tolin a gemar, bava mitzia daf dalad amad aleph, with a toisvis over there, dibra amaschal eid echad yechiach. But at the end, the ktzois says, elashalibi mahases. He says, my heart is not 100% sure. And the reason is, at the end of the day, Hazama is a Chiddush HaTorah. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. And the case is talking about with two Eidim, I'm being Mechayiv. So Mehecha Teisi being Mechadish, that there should be a parsha of Kash HaZomam when the Eidus over here is an Eidus of an Eidach. Meaning it's true, I found a case where an Eidach could be Mechayiv Mamen. But Libi Mahase says the Ktzois, the Krok Yiksiv Kash HaZomam b'shnei Eidim, either way, This is Dvar Matikin. This is the Tzoyses Chakira in Simen Lamed Ches Nifkotten Hei. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin brings the Tzoyse. And he asks a bomb kash on the Tzoyse from a Mefurish Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Eidos. It's in Perichov Aleph. It's Halacha Hei. The Rambam over there is talking about the Halachas of a Soita. So we know the Halacha of a Soita is that in the event that this Eidei Kinoi and this Eidei Stira, then if an Eid Echa would come and say that the woman was Mizana, the Halacha is, she would be Vaday Tomei. Right? Ordinarily, when it comes to Dovah Shabbat Erva, Ein Dovah Shabbat Erva Pachas Mishayim. But the Gemara says in Soita that Beis, that once this Eidei Kinoi and there's Eidei Stira, there's already a Raglaim Ladover that something must have happened here. Once there's a Raglaim Ladover, an Eid Echad is believed to say that she's Tomei, and even though it's a Dovah Shabbat Erva, ordinarily an Eid Echad is not believed by a Dovah Shabbat Erva, this is an exception to the rule. What's the Makartu? It's actually learned out from a Pasuk. It says, the Eid Ein Ba, wherever it says Eidah means two, we learn from there that there's a time that an Eid Echad would be believed. What is in that case? When you have the Raglaim Ladover that comes about, Eidei, the king of Estir. Says the Rambam, Hayushnei Eidim, for the Kinoi and for the Stira, what would be Eidei Kinoi v'Stira, so who's Mulaik? In the event that there's Eidei Kinoi and there's Eidei Stira, and they were found to be Zaymimin, Talach is they get Malkus. Bo Eid Echad v'Heyet Shezinso Achara Kinoi v'Astira, what would be if an Eid Echad was made that there was a Znus after there was already a Kinoi and a Stira? V'nimtza Oysa Eid Zaymim, and then that Eid was found to be a Zaymim, Mishalim Ksubo, Talach is this Eid right now would have to pay Kasha Zama. What would the Kasha Zama that he would have to pay? He would have to pay the Ksuv. So the Rambam says, if there were Eidei Kino and there were Eidei Stir, and then an Eid Echad came and said Zinso, and then that Eid Echad was found to be an Eid Zoymeim, the halacha is Mishalem Ksubasa. Why? Because he's an Eid Zoymeim. Break the Michas Chinuch. Isn't this the Ktsois of Shiloh? The Ktsois had a suffix. The Ktsois wanted to know what would be in the event that you have an Eid Echad that's being Mechayiv Mamon. Eid Echad can't be Mechayiv Mamon. Yeah, Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvum. It's possible for an Eid Echad to be Mechayiv Mamon. And the Ktsois said, Libi Mahases, that being that the Pasuk in the Torah of Azam is talking about two Eidim, could be this Dad Din. Stav Zayin Tzvei Eidim. And even though you found a legal loophole, you came up with a Lam Desheikh Timsa where an Eid Echad could be Mechayiv Mamon, it doesn't bite the halacha that as it relates to Azam. It's a mefurish Rambam. The Rambam says it not regarding Shavuos Eid Echad, regarding an Eid Echad b'tumah, but it's an Eid Echad where the Torah believed in. And you see clearly, if it comes an Eid Zoymim, that loch is he's going to be Meshalim Ksubasa. And at the end of this kasha, says the Mechas Chinuch, ubemechilas kfoy Torosoy shalaktsois achoshim nela mimenu divrei Rambam ana. It sounds to me like the Ktsois forgot a Rambam. It's a mefurish Rambam. How could the Ktsois have not been Mitzayim this Mefurish Rama? So in Yeshiva, the Mahalach to be Miyashiv, this Rama, and if you want to see it in a Veinig, you can take a look in the latest edition of Avoy Vam from Yedidi, Reb Luzer Rubin, Shlita, and this is in Simen Peivav, it's page Tof Peivav. It's a very, very, very big sefer. This is page 886. And it's not the end of the sefer, not even close. But either way, on page Tuf Peivav, he brings some of the raid, and it's really based on something that's in the Ginzi Agrach, which is Ksav Yad Kotshoi, Shel Maron, Hagoy Reb Chaim Brisker. But I'll call upon him the Mahalach to be Miyashiv, this Ktsois. And not to say what the Michas Chinuch said, that the Ktsois Poshit forgot a Rambam. It goes something like this. And that is, there's a fundamental difference between the fact that an Eid Echad is Neman b'soita and the fact that an Eid Echad is Neman b'shvu. And really, to say this a little bit better, there are different times that we find that an Eid Echad is Neman. But really, let's focus for a minute on Eid Echad b'soita. Why is it that an Eid Echad is believed when it comes to soita? So again, there were Eidei Kinoi, the way Eidei Stira. So we know something is not Peseida. Now an Eid Echad comes and says she was Mazan. Ordinarily, Ein Dovah Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnayim. But in this case, where there's already a Raglaim Ladover, over here the Eid Echad is going to be believed. What's the reason? Ein Dovah Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnayim, Dovah Dovah Mimamayim, say she need two Eidim. Mechatesi, why is it that an Eid Echad is going to be believed? The Teretz is the Loshen HaGemara, because there's already a Raglaim Ladover. In other words, when do you need two Eidim? When there's no Raglaim Ladover? When we're shooting in the dark? We have no idea. Did this happen or did this not happen? So the Torah says, Al Pi Shnayim Eidim, Al Pi Shloisha Eidim. Then you have to have two Eidim. But b'chaykavna, when there's a raglayim ledover already, then there's an idea of an eid echad being believed. The emes is you find it in another area in halacha. Eid echad be'edos isha. What's the halacha of eidos isha? A married woman, if she wants to get married under the pretense that her husband is no longer alive, l'cheira would need two eidim to walk at the bezin to say that she's no longer a married woman. Ein davar she'be'erva pachas mishnayim. Right now she's an eishes ish. You don't want to be an eishes ish. Okay, so davar she'be'erva. You would need two eidim. Stating that, we know isha shalach b'ilam dinas hayom, and eid echad comes, he's believed. Even apostle, what's the pshat and all that? The pshat is because daik isha mintzaba. Mitay chemesh echmartel ebesoyfei katel ebetchilasa. Nils davidi l'gluye. Let me shock you, right? There's a million svaras. But how do all the svaras add up? They add up that there's a raglayim ledover over here, that what this eid echad is saying is true. And because there's a raglayim ledover, so it's for that reason we're going to believe the eid echad. Meaning there's a musig where we believe in eid echad that an eid echad should not be believed. But the reason we're believing the eid echad is because there's already a raglayim ledover, so that over here what we're saying is that with an eid echad I can almost get to where I need to get. Ordinarily, when I had to aid them. Now, it's got the geschmack that the case of Eidecha Besoita and the case of Eidus Isha are not the same cases. The first difference is Eidus Soita is a Dindai Raisa. Slurred out from the Eidain Ba. Eidecha Eidus Isha is Yesh Koyach Beat Chachamim Laka Dovim and Atayra, right? Tosis Grace of Kash in the beginning of Perak Isha, what's going on over here? I thought Ein Koyach Beat Chachamim Laka Dovim and Atayra become Vasei. Tosis says, sometimes yeah. But the bottom line is, one is a Dindai Raisa, the other is a Dindai Rabbana. But at the end of the day, the gather is the same. And that is that even though Be'etzim, when it comes to a Dovish of Erev, you need to weigh them, sometimes an Eidechad is believed. When? If it's working Betziruf with a Raglaim Ladover. The gather of the Nemanus of Eidechad Beit Soita Beit Asisha is that there's a Raglaim Ladover, thus an Eidechad will be Maspik. It's almost as if the Eid Echad together with the Raglaim Ladover gets me. It fills up the kois exactly where two Eidim ordinarily would fill up the kois. Two Eidim get me to a certain place. Eid Echad with Raglaim Ladover can do the same thing. What's the halacha of an Eid Echad that's Mechayesh Shvur? Eid Echad Mechayesh Shvur is the Geder Advarim that the Eid Echad B'Shvur is like two Eidim? No Sheiches. That's not the word. The word is that in Kala Terekula, Eidus Fadus two Eidim. The Torah was mechadish as a sort parasha, where the amount of edus that you need, the sheer edus, is an eid echad. When we trust the eid echad to be mechayesh shvuah, it's not the pshat that we're seeing up the clerkite that ordinarily we would have with two edim, albeit with an eid echad. I see the clerkite of an eid echad. This parsha is telling me that the clerkite that I can get through an Eid Echad is going to be enough. It's also being mechadish that the Eidus of an Eid Echad is an Eidus, because ordinarily a Chefetz of an Eidus requires two Eidus. Kamash Monir, that it's a Chefetz of Eidus, even though it's an Eid Echad. But here's the Nekuda. The Nekuda is when an Eid Echad is believed b'soita, and an Eid Echad is believed b'Eidus Isha, the Nemanus that I walk away with after I mekabel the Eidus is the same mos. It's the same shin amonis I walk away with when there are two Eidim. When an Eid Echad is mechayev shvuah, the level of nemonis that I walk away from is nowhere near the nemonis of two Eidim. If it was the nemonis of two Eidim, it would be mechayev mamon. That's the whole point. It's not the nemonis of two Eidim. It's lehedya, not like two Eidim are being made. It's Eid Echad. Aber the halacha is, kamachim sheshnayim mechayev noisei mamon, Eid Echad mechayev oisei shvuah. But the point is that the Eidus that I have is merenit an Eidus for an Eid Echad. So say, dolomdim, and it's again rooted in something that Reb Chaim Briske said, that it could be the Ktzois held, that in his Gzeres HaKosov, that the only time there's a parish of Azama is two Eidim, it's not the pshat that there are two people talking. That's not the Nakud, there's two people as it relates to, if you want to be Mitzdar Flaminion, you have two, not only one. That's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is that I have the Nemanus of Trey. When I have the Nemanus of Trey, and there's a Hazama, it's this da parish of an Azama. But when all I have is the Nemanus of an Eid Echad, if Azazar Nemanus, the Shtokheim Parsha, fun Hazama. The Ktzois knew the Rambam in Hilchis Eidos Perich of Aleph Alochehe, but the Ktzois held that Eid Echad be'Eidos Soit is not a Tzushtal to his Shiloh. Eid Echad be'Eidos Soit, even though it's an Eid Echad, but that Eid Echad, two Zoif and a Monus of two. Because in two Zoif and a Monus like, of two, it's as if there are two. Because the Ktzois' other side is not that you need two bodies. That's not his Var. His Var is you need the Nemanus, the Shein Nemanus that you get from two. It's Shaykh in the Parish of Soit. It's Xerzakosiv and needs a Mokker. But at the end of the day, in that parasha, it was neschadish that by one person talking, I can see up the namonis of two. That's something that's true. But in the Saita, Memela is no different than two Edom. The Ktsoisa's whole shaila is when it's an Eirechad that's Mechayah Shvua. There, the whole chetz of the namonis of the Eirechad is merit to be Mechayah Shvua. Now, this Grad, the where it can lead to a Chiyav Mamim. By the way, that's all major lamda shachakira. When you learn these sugis in yeshiva, how can an Eirechad taka be Mechayav Mamim? I thought it can't be Mechayav Mamim. Is the pshat really? It could be Mechayav Mamim. It's the Ishvua that's Mechayav the Mamim. Tvar Matikin, it's beyond the scope of this. We're just focusing on one thing. There's a chiluk between the nemanos of the Eirechad besoita ube edasisha versus the nemanos of the Eirechad when it comes to an Eirechad being Mechayav Shvua. And really, if you just look at this from a very, very global level, there are different times where you find Eirechad as Neman. Eid Echad Nema B'Yisurin is one. Number two, you find this idea when there's some sort of raglaim ladaver, Eid Echad is going to be believed. And then you find Eid Echad that's Mechayah Shvur. V'loi roi zeh k'roi zeh, v'loi roi zeh k'roi zeh. Hatzad Hashava Shebohen is that they're all Heichetimtzes where Eid Echad is believed. Even though it says in the Torah, more than once, that you need two Edim in order to be made. It doesn't matter. There is an idea of Eid Echad having an Amonis. Eid Echad Nema B'Yisurin, Eid Echad has Amonis because you don't need Eidus. Well, you don't need Eidus, so of course an Eid Echad is going to be believed. Eid Echad is Neman B'Soytu Ube Eidus Isha because there's some Raglaim Ladover. And B'Tzir of the Raglaim Ladover, through an Eid Echad, I can come to the same place I need to get to when I have to wait him. Eid Echad, that's Neman B'Shvua, that's a whole new Musik. That's our Suya, that's a new Chiddush Mamish. It's a parish in the Torah that requires Eidus. Mit Kosher Eidim and the Ganze Meister. But at the same time, Eid Echad is going to be believed. And the truth is, the biggest riot to this is that when it comes to Eidus Isha, and when it comes to Eidus Soita, you find Psulim HaNeman as well. What's the pshat? Why a Psulim HaNeman? Right? You never find the apostle being... Just because Eid Echad is believed, apostle should also be believed. The Teretz is because really all we need from the Eid Echad is Abyssal Mer Klarkite. And the apostle can give me that Klarkite. The Raglaim Ledover is being mishtatif tremendously to the outcome. So really what I need is Klarkite. Being that what I need is Klarkite, even apostle can tell to the Klarkite. By the Eid Echad being Mechayu Shvu, there's no Raglaim Ledover, there's nothing. The guy was Kofra Koyl. Chazok Eina Demei is Ponim Bifnei Bal Chayva. He should be believed. The Teretz says, oh, because it's an Eid Echad. I have no Klarkite. That Eid Echad needs to operate like a regular Eid. It's a parish of Eid. You have to be a kosher Eid. There's no halacha that apostle would be believed. But again, the bottom line is, Eid Echad, the tzad hashav is, this is an edechot being mechayev, but ordinarily you need to weigh them. These are three distinct parashiyas. Beis Hashem, we're going to get back to this, but we're going to stop for now.